This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid monitoring and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The update comes in an FBI note sent out to national Jewish organizations in the wake of the threats this week. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. The FBI said there appeared to be a connection between perpetrators of the emails because many of them used the same language. The government in Iceland says in a statement it does not believe this week's volcano will present a threat to life. Authorities say lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. Another town had to be evacuated weeks ago because of seismic activity and reported earthquakes. So far, authorities say the volcano is not causing major flight disruptions in Iceland. Slim Jim wants his car back. The distinctive yellow and orange Nissan Z named Fast Meat, which serves as a promotional vehicle for the brand, was reported missing Saturday. The car was part of the Chicago to Los Angeles tour in collaboration with the WWE. Los Angeles Police Department's urging individuals with any information to contact the department or visit crimestoppers.org online. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Biden administration announced yesterday that it is taking the first steps towards writing key standards and guidance for the safe deployment of AI, as well as how to test and safeguard systems. The Commerce Department's National Institute of Standards and Technology has said that it was prompted by Biden's executive order on AI in October and is aimed at developing industry standards around AI safety, security, and trust. The agency is seeking input from AI companies and the public on AI risk management and reducing risks of AI-generated misinformation. The U.S. population is climbing.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite this growth, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. I'm John Schaefer.
Minnesota's State Emblems Redesign Commission has chosen a final version of the new state flag yesterday in 11-1 vote. They also finalized the new state seal that depicts the state bird. The new state flag features an 8-pointed North Star against a dark blue background with a solid light blue field at the right. This flag will be replacing the old state flag, which many Native Americans considered offensive. Dave Collins, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The U.S. State Department recently reported that it can be difficult to determine whether incidents of violence in Cameroon are motivated by religion. Yet reports reveal that radicals often infiltrate church services and desecrate the building, even kidnapping numerous religious leaders and dozens of seminary students. It's clear that people in this region are desperate for the love of Christ, but with so much turmoil threatening their well-being, they often don't know where to turn. The Tide Ministry has been working in the region for the last year and has seen amazing progress. Christians afraid of persecution are able to find comfort in the daily broadcasts, while those looking to hear the good news for the first time have easy access to the gospel in their local language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Veronique DeRuggia is going to be joining us in just a moment. She is the Mercatus Center Senior Fellow, and we're going to be talking about the Congressional Budget Office latest monthly budget review for October and November. And she is warning that, Washington is still asleep at the budget wheel. And I say maybe I'm giving them too much of a benefit, Veronique, because you call them out and saying, look, we're missing the whole point of the budget and the debt that America is carrying these days.
Yes, they are completely asleep at the wheel. And I have to tell you, I did not see this coming. When we started having inflation, which I saw coming, at the beginning of 2021, I thought, I was wrong last time, but I thought, come on. I mean, this looks really bad. The amount of spending, considering what economists call the output gap, which is where the economy was and where it was going to be, I was saying, kind of overflow quite dramatically. And then I thought, when inflation started, I thought, you know what? Inflation is going to do the talking. And then interest rates started going up. And I thought, certainly interest payments are going to do the talking. And still, no action from Congress. So I have to conclude that they're fully and deeply asleep. Maybe they're hibernating.
Yeah, good point. Well, and the thing is that it seemed like there were other political interests that were driving this, like you and I had talked before, because the Fed chair, you talk about being asleep, it's bad enough that Washington's asleep, but where's the Fed chair at this point?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm really concerned that the pressure that's been put on him by Wall Street and the pressure that's been put on him by the administration and the left about interest payments is what is forcing his hand to announce that there will be 3 rate cuts in 2024. Inflation is still with us.
Yes.
I mean, let's not forget that the idea that we had before 2021 was that we were supposed to have an average in the year of 2% inflation. That was the target. And it was an average. It wasn't just like, oh, you reach 1.2% and all of a sudden you're done. No, it was supposed to be an average for the year, however you want to measure this. And we're far, far, far from it. And what it means is that prices are still going up. Yes, they're not going up as fast as they used to, they're going up.
Exactly.
And, of course, Wall Street has been drunk on zero percent rates,
mm-hmm.
been really upset about the fight against inflation, and the administration, of course, and especially people on the left, have really been upset about this higher interest rate in order to fight the inflation created by the spending that
exactly.
took place. And so he's caving. I think mm-hmm. he's caving.
Yeah.
And I think it's too early.
Well, the thing, you know, which is a bit confusing for the everyday person here, is that, Veronique, if I'm hearing you correctly, and this seems to make sense, at least the way I'm understanding it, is that this is a dynamic. And controlling inflation may seem a little bit like catching the wind here. I mean, can they really orchestrate and control inflation? I'm talking about the Fed. I'm not talking about the Fed. Yeah.
Not the Fed alone.
Yes.
And this is a lesson that we did not learn in the 80s, because a lot of the credit went to Chairman Volcker, rightfully so. I mean, he was he was extremely decisive, and he said, I don't care the political pressure you put on me. I will not lower interest rates until inflation is gone,
mm-hmm.
right? So everyone remembers that part. But what people don't remember is that there were actually a lot of fiscal adjustments. There were a lot of signals sent to investors that America was going to pay its bill. For instance, Social Security
mm-hmm.
in 1983, it was bankrupt, and in 1983 there was a commission to try to fix that. I didn't particularly like the solution, but the signal it sent was, you want to make America, America is going to pay its debt. You have nothing to economy now. The other thing that we had in the 80s, we had a lot of supply side growth. We had a lot of action, deregulation, and cutting marginal tax rates in order to create growth. We have none of this going on right now. If anything, all we hear is we're going to regulate more, we're going to tax you more, we're going to be doing this and opening this business, doing this, doing that. So basically, it's all left to the Fed. And in earnest, before I really studied it in 2021 and 2022, I thought that the Fed alone was capable of tempering inflation by raising rates.
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked at the economics, and what I know now is that you need also the fiscal authority to actually reduce spending. You need
exactly.
fiscal consolidation, because mm-hmm. if you don't do this, right, and especially mm-hmm. now that Powell is kind of signaling that he's willing to cave,
mm-hmm.
there is a risk that inflation could go back up.
Right. No, you're exactly right, because it's like what you're pushing on one side, you're pulling on the other. You know, and if you're not controlling both aspects, all Powell can do, I mean, if he really wanted to assert himself, and is that if the government, if Joe Biden and this administration wants to continue to print money and spend money, then he's got to respond much quicker, I would think, in terms of controlling the rates, right? Go ahead, you can pick it up from there. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. No, you are totally right. But the most important thing that Joe Biden can do, rather than actually put pressure on the Fed chairman to start printing money and lowering rates, is actually to cut spending. I mean, you notice this time around, all Joe Biden has tried to do, rather than actually say, okay, we're not in an emergency anymore, let's roll back spending, let's roll back all the stuff that was put there temporarily for the sake of the pandemic, of the emergency, let's roll it back. No, he's been saying, you know what, let's try to make it permanent. That was Build Back Better, which thankfully was stopped. But
right.
unfortunately, we got the Inflation Reduction Act, we got the CHIP Act, we got all sorts of spending, And then we got the student loan forgiveness. And in spite of the Supreme Court ruling, he managed to still do some loan forgiveness. We need him to stop spending. That's what we need. We need to stop focusing on the Fed, and we need to turn our eyes straight on to Congress and the president.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Veronique after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Veronique DeRuggia is with us, the Mercatus Center Senior Fellow, and we're talking about Washington still asleep at the budget wheel. You know, Veronique, as you were saying earlier, you know, here we've had all these expenditures, and even like the Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't reduce inflation. They knew it wasn't going to reduce inflation. And I mean, what comes to mind is either they are just so terribly, terribly incompetent, or the plan that they're trying to work is working effectively and according to their plan. And that would be to, you know, destroy this country.
Listen, I don't know what is driving them, except the desire to just do everything they want and to try to get everything they want. And they believe in magic. They believe that money can fall from the sky. And by the way, the Republicans, though better on the spending front, are not great either, mm-hmm. because they've been spending money. When they're in power, they spend and spend and spend and spend. I mean, during the pandemic, I mean, there was no holding back either, right? I mean, we spent way more than was ever necessary. And so it's just like, here's why I'm kind of pessimistic, is that I just don't see anyone serious, in the minority or the majority, because the truth of the matter, Bill, is like what has to be done in the coming years is hard. It's going to be hard. In 2031 and 2033, Medicare and Social Security Trust Fund are going to be completely insolvent. When that happens, Congress will have no choice but to actually really talk about reforms. Otherwise, spending, for example, for Social Security is going to be cut across the board by over 20%.
Right.
Well, that's fine for all the people who actually have lots of savings on the side, but there are some Americans who really, truly actually need Social Security.
Oh, over 50%.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, so we should really be having a conversation that says, okay, we know this is coming. We've known for years this is coming. What do we do?
Yeah.
Except that, you know what? The big eureka moment for some pushing the Republicans is that, you know what? It's not politically good to talk about reforming Social Security, so just let's not talk about it. Okay. Okay. So then what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you. Either benefits are going to be cut, or they're going to do something that is going to be terrible, which is they're going to be filling the gap of those, you know, in order to not cut for anyone anything, they're going to be transferring from general funds. And we're talking here about $116 trillion over 30 years for those two programs alone. Who's going to lend us that money?
Exactly.
In the entire history of the U.S., we've borrowed $31 trillion or $32 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
We truly believe that there's going to be, at a time where foreigners have reduced their holding of U.S. debt, that there are going to be people buying four times more debt than we've ever needed, assuming that there's no more emergency, which obviously we know is not possible, because usually there's emergency every 10 years, some big, others small, but it's really disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is there's pain ahead here. And it's like, when do you want to deal with the pain? Now or later? It's like the old Pennzoil commercial. Veronique says, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is paying later is much more painful and much more expensive.
Yes. And the problem is like when you're selling and you have no choice, right? Mm. When you have to sell a house and you have no choice to actually wait for a better buyer, right? You know that you're not going to come out ahead.
Right, exactly.
And they've been knowing. It's not as if we didn't know this moment was coming for a very long time. And what is really disheartening to me is, first, that I've been wrong. Again, as I said at the beginning of the program, I thought inflation was going to actually kind of wake up a few people.
Exactly.
I thought higher interest rates were going to wake up people. When you think that the interest payments on the debt have increased by 40% between last year and this year. $660 billion.
Unbelievable.
Paid in interest on the debt.
Yes. Yeah, that's just flushing it down the drain there. And
$1 trillion next year.
Exactly. Yeah, now we're talking more than the military, and at a time where the military is saying we need more money because of what's happening with the impending threats of China and Russia, and also exactly. North Korea, right?
Yes. No, I mean, it's it is self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. It's self-inflicted by two sides, and, you know, depending on where you sit, you may want to blame the other side, but two sides that do not want to talk seriously about our fiscal sustainability. First Economist, pre-COVID, came up with like really very good sounding theories that, you know what, because interest rates were really low, historically low, let's just pretend that these interest rates are going to stay low forever, and let us give you a theory for why it means the debt has no cost. You tell politicians on the right and on the left, you tell them, you know what, you can borrow because interest rates are low and they're going to stay low forever. The debt has no cost. It's like catnip.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
They're like, yay, let's spend. And that's what they did, right?
Yeah.
But look at this. It's surprising. We're surprised. Some people are surprised that an abnormal time of 15 years in our entire history where interest rates stayed low, were really remarkably low and stayed low, did not last.
Right.
I mean, this is why I say this whole drama is self-inflicted. The American people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, should be pissed.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, because you see what influences all this and the reason that it never gets solved is because the number one job of elected officials is to get reelected. And so that's why it's easy for them, it's academic for them to say, okay, fine, we'll just kick the can down the road. Because, you know, that doesn't serve my reelection objectives to bring up this painful idea, because, like you said, everybody's addicted on this, you know, free money and, you know, government money and everything, that they don't want to deal with the pain. They don't want to deal with the pain of it. And
yes.
we're going to have to deal with this sooner or later. But the later part, when you have no other choice, like you said, Veronique, my goodness, I mean, this is not going to bode well, because I don't know who's going to win with that when that happens. Go ahead. We got a minute and a half left, so I'm going to let you summarize it.
I've been jumping on everyone, and I want to say that your listeners, you guys wake up too.
Yes.
The number one role ascribed in the Constitution for Congress is to pass a budget. They're in charge of the budget strings, and we need to hold them accountable to that number one, that core responsibility that they have, and they have abdicated. Or really being really delinquent in doing. And it's our job to, each time you see your representative, tell them that you want a resolution and you want fiscal responsibility in Washington.
Well, Veronique Nerusha, thank you so much for your insight here. And hopefully this does not fall on deaf ears. It's up to we the people. This is our government. We are ultimately responsible. You can't blame it on Joe Biden or Donald Trump. You got to look at the man and the woman in the mirror, and we've got to take charge. And I agree. We have to hold these elected officials accountable. If not, get them out, and let's get people who can do the bidding, the right bidding for the American people. She's a George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy and Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University and nationally syndicated columnist. Veronique DeRuggia has been our guest. Veronique, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid monitoring and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, you know, the holidays, all kinds of fun and all kinds of folly and, you know, good stuff that should be happening. But, you know, what we find out during the holiday is that there's no holiday break for emergencies, right? Well, we're going to be talking about how to prevent a heart attack this season and the importance of learning CPR. Dr. Mike, the American Heart Association volunteer medical expert and health influencer with over 25 million followers, is with us. He's going to talk about five tips on preparing for a heart-healthy holiday. You ready for that? Okay, all right, listen up. Dr. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here to talk about a heart-healthy holiday. So important this holiday season.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, how often do we hear? I mean, it's still, I guess, on the rare side, but emergencies do happen during the holidays and at gatherings and, you know, everybody's having a good time and then suddenly you've got an emergency. So what do you do?
Yeah, this is a time of year where it actually happens most often, probably due to the culmination of all the stressors on your heart. You're shoveling snow, you're consuming maybe not the healthiest diet, you're arguing and debating at the dinner table with family members. All of that puts a strain on the heart, and it could lead to all sorts of heart events, one of those being heart attacks. And we want people to be aware of the early signs of having a heart attack. If you're experiencing chest pain that's radiating to the left side of your body, maybe the chest pain is moving to your back, you're experiencing some nausea, vomiting, dizziness, shortness of breath. If that is happening, you want to act quickly and call for help right away. It's better to be safe than sorry in these scenarios, because during a heart attack, what's happening is you're not getting enough blood flow to the heart, and the heart tissue starts getting damaged. So the earlier you act, the better shot you have at having a good outcome.
Yeah, because, I mean, look at, you're trying to control, I mean, this is about you and your own personal life, and you want to keep yourself protected and guarded, and, you know, if you were having a heart attack at that point, you're rolling the dice and hoping that somebody nearby can do something and help you out in this emergency, as opposed to you beforehand seeing these signs and doing something about it. So it's a matter of who's going to have control over your life. Are you going to have control over your life in this emergency? Or are you going to take the risk that maybe somebody at the holiday party knows about CPR and they can help you and come to your aid, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a heart attack can devolve into a cardiac arrest. That's different than a heart attack. That means your heart has completely stopped. By all clinical measures, that means you are dead. And in those instances, you want your loved ones to be comfortable and confident to perform CPR. Before you perform CPR, you need to call for help, because the purpose of performing CPR is actually to buy time for first responders to get there and provide medical assistance. So you want to either call 911 yourself or nominate someone specific to call 911. Otherwise, everyone assumes when you scream for help, someone call 911, that someone else will call 911, and then no one does. So you're either calling it yourself, nominating someone to call, and then performing hands-only CPR, which means putting one hand over the other, pushing hard and fast in the center of the chest to the tune of a song like Staying Alive, which has the tempo of about 100 beats per minute, and that's the rate we want to perform CPR on.
Well, that's good to know. Well, that's really important, Dr. Mike, because, you know, sometimes in the process, I mean, you got to know in emergency, what are the first things to do? And I'm glad that you pointed that out, is that you call 911. You know, that's the first thing, or somebody's going to take charge to make sure that that happens. And then the next thing is then, you know, apply CPR. So how can one learn hands-on only CPR?
Well, obviously, you could take a proper class and get certified in basic life support, but there's also these amazing CPR kiosks that I've partnered up with the American Heart Association, that you'll see throughout the airports in this country. So if you're traveling, stop by one of these CPR kiosks, learn the proper form of CPR. There's a mannequin there. It's a really good time. I'll take you across the journey of performing CPR. Luckily, that's supported by the Elevance Health Foundation. Definitely a good way to learn CPR.
And you're saying it's right there in the airport? So in
between right there,
flights.
You'll see a big kiosk. Yeah, in between flights, while you got those holiday delays that are plaguing all of us, take a moment and learn how to learn CPR and save a life in an emergency. Because unfortunately, so many of these cardiac arrests, to the tune of 350,000 a year, happen out of hospital, meaning that there's no medical professionals around. That's where you get to be the hero and make use of those hands-only CPR skills you learned at one of our CPR kiosks.
So what are we talking, 5-10 minutes of time?
Exactly.
You know,
take a few minutes out of your day and become a CPR hero.
Wow. That's amazing. What a great idea. And especially, hey, you're in between flights. What are you doing? You get your coffee, give yourself a break, and go learn something along the way and empower yourself. And who knows, maybe you, may be the timely hero at a family event because of, what you learned at this CPR kiosk. This is awesome. Dr. Mike, what are the 5 heart healthy steps everyone can take during these winter months?
Step 1 is get a good relationship with your primary care doctor to figure out what your numbers are. I'm talking blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol. Figure out how to get those lowered. Second is get good quality sleep. You want to sleep at least 7 to 9 hours a night as an adult. That's going to get your heart healthy, because when you sleep less, you're in fight or flight mode. You're constantly in adrenaline mode. Your heart is not resting and repairing. Third, try and focus on a heart-healthy diet. This means a diet rich in whole foods, vegetables, fruits, high fiber, lean sources of protein like fish, chicken, legumes. then you got to get that physical activity in. 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity a week. This is only 5 days a week, 30 minutes. Not incredibly time-consuming, but very valuable, and a whole host of benefits outside of just heart health. And the final one is limit those bad habits. If you're smoking, quit smoking. If you're drinking, either quit or drink in moderation. All of that will lead you to have a heart-healthy holiday season.
Exactly, and that's what we want for you. Dr. Mike is a board-certified family medical physician and social media influencer, nearly 25 million followers across all platforms. I mean, you got a lot of people, you know, checking in with you, asking questions, because you're battling medical misinformation. God only knows, for the last couple of years, Dr. Mike, we went through a lot of misinformation, and God bless you for leading the way to make sure that people are, you know, correctly informed, that they can, you know, have somebody that they can trust and bring their questions to.
Thank you so much for saying that, Bill. It's become my mission to educate the world and lead in a transparent, honest, relatable way to give evidence-based info so that folks can make the best decisions for their own health and the health of their family members.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because it's still about you and your doctor, right? I mean, because that is so key, because your doctor, your personal doctor, which you mentioned earlier, they know who you are. You've got a relationship with them. You know, I've been so blessed, Dr. Mike. My personal doctor is a dear friend. We went to school together. We've known each other for, I don't know, gosh, about 60 years now. So he can tell immediately just when I'm walking in, you know, into his office, okay, you know, what mess have you gotten yourself into now? You know, you can tell right away.
See, Bill, that kind of relationship is one that I hope all my patients have with their physicians, because when you have a long, continuous relationship like that with your doctor, that's how you're going to get the best advice. All these things that we're talking about here is general guidance. Ultimately, it needs to be individualized for you, your health conditions, your health history, your surroundings, your job. And the only person that could do that accurately is your primary care doctor.
Exactly. Well, look, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing this with our audience. And again, as we wrap things up, we got a little over a minute. I want you to remind everybody again of the five heart healthy steps everyone can take during these winter months.
Know your modifiable numbers, get that sleep, eat a healthy diet, get 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical exercise, and get rid of those unhealthy heart habits like smoking and over drinking.
And let's have a great and safe, healthy holiday, huh? Why not? A heart healthy one.
Absolutely.
Where can they go for more information?
All you have to do is visit heart.org/nation to learn more. Get all the great resources that the American Heart Association has to offer.
Yeah, what a blessing, huh? Dr. Mike here to share all this with us. You're awesome, Dr. Mike. You take care. Have a great holiday, huh?
Thank you so much. And as always, stay happy and healthy.
Dr. Mike, American Heart Health Association volunteer medical expert and health influencer, right here on the show.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you save more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Did you know cooking nuisance alarms are the top reason for disabling smoke alarms? Introducing First Alert Precision Detection Alarms. Updated to the newest industry standards, these alarms feature new precision detection smoke alarm technology to help better distinguish cooking smoke and steam from a fire emergency. First Alert Precision Detection Alarms also provide early warning in the event a fire breaks out. Materials in today's homes burn hotter and faster, allowing less time to escape, which means every second counts. Current smoke alarms will continue to provide protection until they reach their end of life. But alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If it is time to replace your alarms or if you want to upgrade to the latest technology, visit firstalert.com or your local Lowe's store to help protect what matters most. Sponsored by First Alert.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. I know sometimes you feel, how does that come together? Well, it does. You'd be surprised. And we've got the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll, who's with us right now. Got the chillin's quiet. Everybody's doing fine. It's early. And, hey, she's in Southern California, so not much to complain about other than paying too much for gas. Right, Evie?
Right. But it's, you know, storming with a lot of rain here today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's different than it always is. You know, it's always sunny and 75 degrees. So,
yeah, there's just something that's non sequitur about the Christmas season in Southern California. I was born and raised there, so I know the drill. You just had to go to the hills two hours away. You're up in the mountains and you get some snow. Are they getting any snow up there in Big Bear?
They probably are today because of the rain, the flash flooding. They say flash flooding. So.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Hey, well, let's talk movies. Are you in the mood?
I'm in the mood.
Okay. Hey, Migration. I thought that was a cute movie. I liked it.
That movie was very cute, and it was a wonderful movie because it was all about the family coming together. What happens is they're a family of mallard ducks, and they've never migrated south, but the mom wants to migrate south this year to have a little adventure with her family. But the father is a little too nervous. You know, he likes to be in his comfort zone. He doesn't like to get out of that bubble. But they, you know, the mom convinces him, and they have two kids, and it's a really cute movie. You know, it shows that you got to love each other in the midst of chaos, right?
You got to say,
I'm sorry when things go crazy. And you got to, you know, work together. At one point, it's a really cute message because the father says, you know, we got to be positive and we got to, you know, we can do this. If we're positive, we can do it. And I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, this is the fun part about family dynamics, and I think as the families watch this, they can see each of themselves and the characters and how they evolve, and maybe for some of those, ones in the family that may be stuck, this might unstuck them.
Yes, exactly. And so it does kind of, it does make you think of your own family a little bit, right? I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's
yeah, you just don't go around going, hey, you're just being a mallard.
But it's nice to know that we have an option for Christmas that's so,
yes.
You know, it has good themes to it. It's a good watch during the Christmas season, and it'll be at the theaters. It's done by the same people who've done the Minions, and Illumination, and so that's, you know,
right,
that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, the animation on it is wonderful. It's just really, really well done, and the story, great story too. They've done a great job with this. I'm looking forward to this one. I didn't get a chance to screen this one. You probably did. Boys in the Boat.
Boys in the Boat is a great movie about, you know, an underdog during you know, the Depression, during hard times. There's a young man named Joe, and he's at college. He's trying to pay for his way at college, and he finds out that the crew team, if he's hired onto the crew team, which is, you know, rowing, then he will get room and board. And so he works extremely hard and diligently to get onto the crew team. He gets on the crew team. And it's an underdog crew team in general because they're in Washington State and they're not an Ivy League college. And so
right.
They're trying to work hard at this, and they're trying to all of them are kind of, you know, low on money, right? They're not a rich school. And so it's a really nice story about, you know, being underdogs and coming through it all.
Not exactly the Jamaican bobsled Olympic team, but, you know, it's kind of a soft version of it, right?
Oh, I loved that movie.
Didn't you? I love that, too. I laugh every time I think of it. It was just so great, yeah.
That's a memory for sure, that movie.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Boys in the Boat, yeah, I've been looking forward to that. This is a George Clooney movie, right?
George Clooney made it, and he says it was pretty cool. I got to interview him, and he says that he loves to make movies that feel more old school and feel more old Hollywood, and that's what he did with this. You know, there's a romance in the movie, but they don't, you know, jump in bed. They
right.
have a very lovely relationship, and it's based on a true story in this couple that has been married for, you know, years and years and years. And so,
wow.
You know, this is all based on a book, and people love the book. It's a wonderful book. And so the book is recommended too. And there's a lot of faith in the book as well.
Right.
And so you can check out, it's great to have options, right? To have both of these things, to have a book and to have a movie that you can watch.
Yeah, exactly, and then you can compare, and because so often what happens, though, is people always that have read the book, at least in most cases, I'd say the majority of the cases, people say, well, the book was so much better, and, well, yeah, because you got a little bit more time. You got 300 pages versus, what, an hour, maybe hour and a half, to get the storyline in, and so they have to pick and choose which storylines they want to follow and hold together in a short period of time and make the most of it. Let's talk about the best Christmas pageant ever, huh? Dallas and the boys are up to all their good stuff again?
Yes, and how great. He's doing a movie, and we're excited about that.
He's doing a movie, what, in his spare time? I mean, where does he get the time on this? I talked to his dad. I go, he is nonstop busy. I mean, we've got, I guess pretty much season 4 is in the can right now, and then which is going to come out. It was supposed to be January. Now they're saying February, right, for The Chosen. Season 4, right?
You know, we're excited about it, right? Because it's so,
of course,
so great to watch it and you know, watch a show that follows the faith and talks all about the faith. And so, but now he says that he's been working on this project for this movie for 15 years. You know, he was in the movie world and doing movies before he was, you know, chosen. Everybody knows that, and he was successful. And so, you know, The Chosen has come out in theaters, but it's nice that this will be, you know, it's not going to be a series, and so it's great. We'll have that option also, and we'll see. It seems like it'll be fun. We you know, we haven't seen it yet, but it says it's starring Judy Greer, and it'll be fun, I think.
Yeah, well, and I got to tell you, you got to hand it to Dallas. I mean, he has really, he's really stepped it up with everything, the stories, his production capabilities. He's such a blessing and an encouragement to anybody who is aspiring to enter this genre, because for many years there, it was like you had to cringe when there was a Christian movie or somebody where, Christians were in charge. It just was always low budget and just never quite hit the mark. But, let's bring on, the Irwin brothers, the Kendrick brothers, and, we've got quite the revolution. It almost reminds me a little bit, I don't know about you, but it was kind of like with when Christian music, when all of a sudden it centralized in Nashville. You had a lot of musical talent that came together, and it really, stepped it up. And the Christian music genre just went to a whole nother level, and it hasn't stopped, has it?
No, it's so fabulous that we have these options. My parents started Movie Guide, and they did that about 45 years ago. And at the time, there wasn't as much, and a lot of the church said, "Don't go to the theater." It's Hollywood so bad. And so now, it's wonderful that we have these options and that the landscape of it all has changed and their quality content. And, they're well-made along with being entertaining, along with being, faith-driven. And so, it's just great.
Well, it's the season to enjoy the great Christmas classics. I got to tell you, I was surprised on this note here. Did you know The Grinch was the highest grossing Christmas film of all time? We're talking the 2018 computer animated film. It brought in, $512 million worldwide. And the runner-up was Home Alone, the Christmas classic from the 1990s. Some people ask about It's a Wonderful Life, and I was shocked because Jimmy Hawkins, who's a friend of mine, who was the child, the young child that was in A Wonderful Life, and he's kind of been protecting the brand and doing some work for Donna Reed over the years. Of course, she since has passed, but he's the eagle eye to make sure people aren't infringing and taking advantage of the brand, but it was interesting that when It's a Wonderful Life was first released, it was a dud. It just didn't do much. But what happened in 1974, these TV stations, the copyright expired, so they got to air it for free. So they've been airing it like crazy ever since, and here it is. It's become a staple and something that we look forward to every year at this time to see It's a Wonderful Life. A little background.
I love that. I mean, It's a Wonderful Life is actually a movie you could watch any time of the year because it's such a fabulous message, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
And it's even, so great to think about that message today's day where it says, we're fully career. No, having a family is a blessing. And,
amen.
Will help your life. So I love it.
What sticks out for you? We've got about 40 seconds left. For Christmas movies.
Said it. It's a Wonderful Life. I love it. Muppet Christmas Carol. I love it.
You like that? And then he got the old classic, the Miracle on 34th Street. I was told anecdotally, Natalie Wood still believed in Santa. She was 8 years old when she did the movie and was a bit surprised because Edmund Gwynn, as you recall, he looks like, if anybody, you talk about central casting, he is Santa Claus. And I didn't realize that it was a fake beard and mustache. And she said the after party, she sees him without the beard and mustache and she had to take it. It was hard for her to really get her brain around it. Yeah, a little bit of a shock, but it's okay. But that's a great movie, too. There she is, Evie Bear. Thank you.
The Silver Lotus Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.